Imagine, if you can, having nowhere to sleep. Now imagine that reality if you're older and maybe you suffer from illness or decreased mobility. San Francisco's Department of Aging and Adult Services says that about 19,000 seniors are living below the poverty line. And one place some of those seniors are showing up is at local shelters. Former Supervisor Bevan Dufty oversees homelessness for the city, and he says these days San Francisco's roughly 1,150 beds are nearly full every night. Advocates say there's been a sharp increase in homeless seniors, especially women. They say it was rare to see this population on the streets a few decades ago, but now it's much more common. We asked KALW's Mary Reese to visit two local facilities that serve San Francisco's homeless population, a senior center and a shelter. She spoke with several women there. These are a few of their stories.
It's lunchtime at Cannon Kipp Senior Center in the South of Market neighborhood of San Francisco. Most of the 10 or so tables are full. People greet one another. This is a crowd of regulars. Cannon Kipp serves lunch Monday through Friday to low-income and homeless seniors, as well as younger adults with disabilities. One woman postponed her lunch to talk with me. Zulema Iniguez is 63 and has been homeless for 8 years, ever since her mobile home was stolen. At the senior center, Iniguez finds a quiet place to be alone in the daytime.
The reason that I look for my own is because I am a Christian. I read the Bible. I like very much the Word of God. And I think so this is the thing so that they keep me to live in the midst of everything.
At night, Iniguez sleeps sitting up in a chair at a drop-in center for women, which she prefers to a co-ed shelter. Neither is an ideal place to sleep.
Different argument to people coming in the middle of the night with, you know, angry and all things like this, and so they have to call the police, ambulance. Some people also, they are sick. They call the ambulance, and when the ambulance are coming, everyone is wake up.
Restful or not, shelter beds around the city are in high demand. Next door shelter is in the Tenderloin and houses both men and women. I meet Mary there, a 60-year-old resident who asked that we not use her last name. She says she stood in line for 2 days to get a bed.
You're on a very dangerous street, waiting at 2 o'clock in the morning to get a bed, around people drinking and smoking crack, and there's knife fights, and you never know what's going to happen.
Mary had another option, one of the many SROs, or single-room occupancy hotels, in neighborhoods like the Tenderloin and the Mission. But Mary says she doesn't feel safe there.
I tried this. This is not for women, believe me. Any woman that wants to stay clean, off drugs, or just keeps her a normal life, this is not the answer. It didn't take me too long to just walk out, leave everything I had there because of bed bugs, because of drugs, and it seems like the first thing, even if you're within my age, drinking, you're prey.
The women here and at Cannon Kipp Senior Center wound up homeless for a variety of reasons. For Mary, it was the sudden death of her husband. The insurance money ran out quickly. Still grieving, Mary resorted to drugs. Then,
living from relative to relative, and you find out that doesn't work because they have their own families, their age, and their own problems.
On a recent edition of Your Call, KALW's morning call-in show, James Powell from Cannon Kipp Senior Center described another factor driving elders onto the street.
A lot of the social service agencies and services that were available in the 70s and 80s are dried up. And that has left those who are most vulnerable, the ones who are displaced.
Family disputes can also play a role. Barbara Coleman, who was also a guest on Your Call, is 72 and a retired nurse. She now advocates for homeless seniors after being homeless herself for 11 months. She tells host Rose Aguilar about her son's drug habit and how it made it impossible for her to stay at home.
In my home, he started using drugs. I didn't notice because I'm working every day. He got belligerent is when I really found out about it. Until it just came to a head one Saturday morning, and that's when I knew that I had to leave the situation, not knowing that I was going into homelessness.
Then Coleman found she had to figure out a lot of things on her own.
I had to learn how to connect to my job, how to connect to different organizations that will help me, and I did.
Now Coleman works to guide other homeless seniors through the maze of public and private social service agencies out there. The government, she says, has made it hard for people to handle the paperwork.
You go here, you go there. Mm. Everybody telling you something different. How do you know what to do? Who to go to? They direct you to this supervisor. They might direct you to that social worker. But that social worker can just go so far. But she has the information. Why don't they simplify it for our older Americans and also for our youth and children?
I meet Veronica Turner at the next-door shelter in the Tenderloin. She's 59, and it's unclear how she ended up here. She was in a mental ward and in one other shelter where her things were stolen. Then she found a bed at next-door shelter. She says,
it was like angel gifts. It's just a lifesaver. They just saved me.
Turner has asthma and walks with a cane. She needs hip surgery, something she can't afford anytime soon. Sharing a room here with four other women appeals to her.
You know, we laugh and talk before we go to sleep, joke and stuff. And sometime at the end of the day, that's the best time, is just joke around, you know.
Turner worked as an early childhood educator for 30 years and dreams of running her own preschool.
I don't want to be homeless no more. That's a scary, scary, scary.
Unlike most of the women I interviewed, Donna Williams, now 60 years old, said she chose to be homeless when she left her home in Oakland. She was 14.
Because I wanted to explore, I wanted to travel, I wanted to see what was outside. And I said inside, I don't have to be homeless, ma'am.
But she has been homeless on and off through the years. She's in the shelter now to treat some medical problems. She says they saved her life by taking her off the streets. I asked whether she'd ever felt in danger in all that time.
No, because there's always been somebody watching over me. Knowing who it is, I don't know. But I've been blessed.
For a variety of reasons, these women have at one time or another depended on a shelter. It boils down to how difficult it is to find a home they can afford. Over at the Cannon Kip Senior Center, case manager James Powell says the solution to this problem is straightforward.
We need more shelter space. That's the bottom line. We need more shelter space, and we need more housing.
Despite the large scope of the issue, Powell feels new hope as he sees City Hall paying more attention to problems such as elderly people standing in long lines for shelter space.
I believe that there is a new awareness, and I don't think that everyone now is trying to sweep it under the carpet. I'm optimistic. I haven't been optimistic in the past.
Powell says the key to his optimism is seeing compassionate leadership at the top because, as he puts it, they've been fighting from the bottom for a long time. For Cross Currents, I'm Mary Reese.